This is Wild About Utah. Last Saturday, three intrepid young families joined us for a morning with Stokes Nature Center, slipping and sliding along a canyon trail to discover animal and plant adaptations and how they survived the winter. We marveled at the American dipper as it enjoyed plunging in icy water, hoping to capture its prey. The dipper remains dry due to a supersized uropygial gland used for waterproofing its feathers as it preens, combined with a thick layer of super insulative fur like feathers. Its temperature actually drops in extreme cold, reducing radiated heat loss. Water reptiles and amphibians were in deep sleep in their mud cocoons. They manage winter through slowing metabolic processes, which greatly reduces their need for oxygen, nutrition, and waste elimination. What little oxygen needed can be absorbed through their skin without breathing. Animals such as bears can go into an alternate light hibernation state called torpor. Torpor is like hibernation, but in this condition the bear can be awakened easily. I was reminded of this fact from a friend tagging bear cubs in Book Cliffs of eastern Utah. She would enter the bear den, trying not to awaken a grumpy mom. Ground squirrels are also among animals who torpor. However, they shift between hibernation, torpor, and being awake. The common porwell, an uncommon bird in Utah mountains, is the only bird that goes into true hibernation. It hibernates during extreme temperatures, when it is either too hot or too cold, and at times of food scarcity. The common porwell can even hibernate while they are incubating eggs, proving to be not only a true survivor, but also a riveting, multitasking animal. Snow is an excellent insulator, where many of our more active animals spend most of their winters in subnevian, that is beneath the snow, environments. Mice, voles, and shrews retreat here for protection from cold temperatures, bitter winds, and hungry predators. Food is right at hand. Grass, leaves, bark, seeds, and insects are free and unfrozen. These tiny mammals create long tunnel systems complete with air shafts to the surface above. Perhaps you've seen the pocket gopher tunnels revealed as the snow retreats, a snaking ridge of soils creating some interesting artistic patterns. It takes only 6 inches of snow for mice, voles, and shrews to have a sturdy roof over their heads and roomy living quarters. Add another 2 inches and the subnivian zone remains within a degree or two of 32 degrees Fahrenheit, regardless of the temperatures and weather conditions in the outside world. Living under the snow is not without risk. Owls can hear mice and voles running around underground from 30 yards away. With balled-up feet, they crush through the top crust and all the layers of snow to grab their prey. Foxes and coyotes detect by scent. With an acrobatic pounce, these predators will dive right in for their meal. Suffocation is a hazard for those left behind in a collapsed tunnel. So what happens to these little critters in low snow, no snow winters that are becoming more common with our changing climate? I'm guessing a much higher rate of mortality, which may not bode well for those bigger critters, hawks, owls, foxes, and coyotes, who munch them. This is Jack Green, writing and reading for Wild About Utah.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, whose support of tourism, events, and recreation in Grand County promotes and protects the natural beauty for visitors from across the state of Utah. Information available online at discovermoab.com.